This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
When's the last time you went to a movie? At the actual physical movie theaters, like the Marcus Theaters. Allie, I know you go there quite often.
All the
you
time. Have been there before. I was just there for the news of Heroes. But what was the last movie I actually... Oh, I didn't see The Grinch.
No?
Saw something else. Ralph Breaks the Internet. That was the last thing I saw.
But when you go in and you sit down, what kind of chairs do you sit in?
Awesome ones.
Right.
That recline.
Aren't they called like the Dream Lounger chairs?
That's what they call them at the Marcus ones. Yes. I took my sister to a movie over the weekend. We went to see Aquaman over the holiday. And she went into this theater, and you would think that we just showed her like Pandora's box or something amazing when she sat down and she went, wait a minute, these chairs recline?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, push the little button. She was like, oh my God, this is amazing. She hadn't been to a movie in like 6 years.
Oh my God.
She's in college.
That's a lot of people. Well, that's
a lot of people.
That's true.
She's a college student.
They stopped going because they started streaming.
Yeah, that, and she couldn't afford to go. She was in college. She was like, I haven't been to a movie in like 6 or 7 years.
Okay,
she hasn't seen.
No, she could drink, but she couldn't go to a movie. Give me a break.
Yes, but she hasn't seen like the inside of the theaters and how much they have changed and evolved now. And she even saw there was a bar in the theater. She goes, you can get booze in here? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing what they've done now to movie theaters to get people to come back and have like an experience at the theater now. Because like you said, Allie, people are streaming movies all the time now.
Yep.
And that makes it all the much better if you can go and actually relax instead of sitting in one of those crammed chairs. Remember what they used to have?
Oh, they were the worst.
Well, they weren't the worst, but they've got, I remember like when they had the last chairs they had thinking, these are great when those got put in. I'm saying every time is awesome.
You know what are the worst? Are the ones at the Downer Theater. I know that it's historic, but they're tiny. It's such
I've
a tiny theater.
I've said it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
You're just preaching to the choir on that
It's
one.
Such a tiny theater. Get some
the
Dream Loungers
inside.
In the damn Downer.
Or at least update the ones from 1912, you know?
Yeah,
basically,
preserving the historical
don't
value.
Their house. So they had to figure out a way to bring them, like literally your house to you.
Yeah. So now you have your own dream recliner lounger in every movie. And she goes, they're all like this now. And I said, most of them are because they want you to come and relax. The only downside that I found, and there is a downside to these recliners, is sometimes if you're sleepy, you end up paying for a $15 nap. Because if I'm laid back and it's dark and it's cozy and I'm bored from the movie, I'll often fall asleep.
I'm the one who accidentally would turn on the heat, the seated heat with my butt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, that was my other problem. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God, now that I've lost weight, it's not going to hit anymore.
Right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.